Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
My name is Katie Scoggin. I am a documentary filmmaker based in Brooklyn, New York. I was a co-producer and cinematographer on the Oscar-winning feature Citizen Four, and also on its follow-up Risk. I worked for the filmmaker Laura Poitras for a number of years, producing on her work and also working as a camerawoman with her. I've branched off to do my own filmmaking since working with Laura. The film that's been invited to Berlinale Talents is a feature documentary called Flood. This is a longitudinal project about myself and my family and my search to love across our deepest divides. My father is a young earth creationist, and he raised me to be one too, but I grew up, went away to college, and learned that the world that I thought was right side up, according to academia, was actually backwards and upside down. Turns out the earth was not actually created in 6 days, and a giant flood did not actually cover the entire earth with water. I've been trying to sort out how I feel about my father and my entire family and how to love these people who are similar to me and look like me, yet whose beliefs feel sometimes like they're a million miles away for the last decade of my life. I grew up in San Bernardino, California. This is one of the poorest and most dangerous cities in the state of California. That's where I was born and raised. My parents went there in the 80s as missionaries. And after Flood, moving forward, I want to go back home, and I want to tell more stories about the region I grew up in so that I can change the messaging about this place. San Bernardino was one of the myriad cities in the United States that was hit by a mass shooting. It's hard to keep them apart anymore since there have been so many, but this one took place in December 2015. 14 people were shot dead at a holiday party. This happened in the city that I grew up in, and so I went home with a broken heart and my eyes wide open, and have pledged since then to look for documentary stories about what life is really like in San Bernardino. I started that process just this last spring with a grant from Glassbreaker Films. I went home and I went back to my high school, and I filmed with four girls, senior girls, in their last year of high school as they get ready to go to college and they go to their high school prom. They're all very working class. Some of them are LGBTQ. A couple of them are homeless. They live at friends' houses. Some of them struggle with mental health, and yet they are young, energetic, exciting, lovely young ladies, and they remind me a lot of the kids that I went to high school with. So as a filmmaker, I feel really dedicated to going home, telling stories about the place I'm from, and showing it in a different light. Just because you're from a poor place does not mean that you don't have joys and aspirations and things to look forward to in your life. Flood started as an attempt at fiction filmmaking, and that turned out to be a big mistake. I had to turn my camera around on myself and my family, slip into my own movie as a protagonist, abandon the script I was writing, turn the camera around on myself and my father and my mother and sister and the rest of my family in order to find the thread of the story that I was trying to tell. This process is not something that I would recommend to anyone else. It's painful, it hurts, but it is cinematic, and I think it's going to be great for the film. It also changed my life. Even though I deeply disagree with my family on matters of faith, and in some cases on matters of ideology and politics, we deeply disagree, I have found a way to love them nevertheless. I think that's just because I see them more as humans now than as characters. So all along, what I needed to do was stop writing and learn how to listen. So Berlinale Talents is a really big deal to me. I have a long-standing relationship to the city of Berlin and also to the Berlinale, as somebody who has lived here for about 2.5 years. I've spent many years in Germany. Ich kann Deutsch. Ich habe Deutsch studiert und gelernt. Ich habe Germanistik studiert, soll ich sagen. I have gone to the Berlinale as an associate producer with a film called The Oath. I was here in 2010 with that film. During the time we were working on the movie Citizen Four and editing here, when it was too sensitive for us to be working in the United States, we were worried that our footage would be subpoenaed or taken away from us by the government, since the American government was an antagonist in the work we were doing. During that time, I went to the Berlinale, and it was just this incredible... During that year, this was in 2014, I loved going to see as many Berlinale films as I possibly could. So I've been a long-standing lover of this festival, and it's really a dream for me, Katie Scoggin, and it's really a dream for me to go to Berlinale Talents and be involved in this incredible opportunity, not as a co-producer, not as a cinematographer, but as a director, and really for the first time. To me, this represents a big step in my career as a filmmaker, so I'm really excited about it. The opportunity means a lot to me. I want to network with other talents. I'm open to international co-productions. I've worked on some of those in the past with other filmmakers, and so I'm looking for potential producing partners. I would be open to doing some or all of my post-production, so my editing process, color correction and sound design in Europe or another part of the world. And I want to network and have my finger on the pulse and see what other up-and-coming filmmakers are doing around the world right now. That is one of my favorite things about the Berlinale. I think that this festival has its finger on the pulse of what's happening in world cinema. Every year in February, you can get this incredible snapshot of what other filmmakers are making across the globe. And it never fails to totally blow my mind. So I know I'm going to learn a heck of a lot. And I've learned over the years that we're never bigger than the teams that we are a part of. We're never better than those teams. So the best thing that I can hope to do is to meet a lot of incredible, inspiring minds, talk through our mistakes and problems, maybe get a little bit vulnerable and open, come up with solutions, and have a really good time. So I don't think I need to answer this question any further. My creative mistake was in the movie Flood that I've applied with. It started as a fiction film, and it's evolved over years into a feature documentary. In terms of the activities and masterclasses, I'm looking forward to something called Dine and Shine. It's been recommended to me by another producer who was here last year as a really outstanding way to network and meet other people. I love the sort of quick format of having a quick bite, looking somebody in the eye, not feeling the pressure of dating, but just sharing work ideas and practicing that elevator pitch. I think it's a real thing. The elevator pitch sounds to a lot of us like an eye roller, this thing that Hollywood demands that we know how to do. But I think at the core of any great film, any piece of cinema, be it fiction or nonfiction or some hybrid between the two, is a core dramatic question. And that should be narrowed down into one or two sentences. You should be able to get the thrust of your movie across really, really quickly. And I think Dine and Shine will give a lot of us the opportunity to practice that and see when I pitch my project to another person, do their eyes light up? Do they lean in? Or do I need to practice it anymore? I also know from past Berlinales that the food is always really good. Y'all know how to throw down here in Europe. And I don't have to wear any snow boots. I'm excited about that too. So I think it'll be wonderful. Thanks so much for doing these self-recorded interviews. Hope this is useful to you guys.
Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.